GLBC Radio, number 15, day number 3, a tourist in my old hometown. Well, hello there, listeners. My name is Ken Cabatham Fox, and I am the host of, you guessed it, GLBC Radio. That stands for Gay Leather Bear Cub Radio. I am a 29-year-old gay leather bear cub. I am married to an awesome, loving husband who puts up with all my shit. I am currently reporting to you live from a posh bungalow on the edge of Calgary, viewing distance from Canada Olympic Park. So, today, listeners, me and my loving husband and my aunt and uncle went to Bride Creek. And did we ever see where Calgary's gay population was? There were at least 20 gay boys all over this little strip mall, very Native American style, and it was called the Trading Post. It was a cute rustic place with newer stores and lots of Western charm that Alberta is famous for. But you couldn't look in any direction there without seeing a gay boy, or a bear, or a twink, or, well, you get the idea. So, all of Calgary's gay populace, as far as I could tell, was in Bride Creek that day. There was a truck-driving bear with a foot-long beard, smoking the, big huge cigar, and there was several boys walking hand in hand, and there was groups of boys all laughing and chatting and flirting with each other, and yes, a couple of them even made passes at me and my loving husband. It was fun, and we stayed there about half an hour just watching the goings on. We then left and we stopped, and I got some video of an awesome waterfall called Elbow Falls in Kananaskis country, as we drove up the side of the mountain called the Powder Trail, and all over the other side we saw horses, cows, all over it, as it is crown land. That means it belongs to the government, but people can lease it off the government for a reasonable amount in most cases. So most people just let their animals run loose in those areas. So there are these pipes that go across the road. I forget the name of them, but it's to keep the cows and horses and whatever else running around animals away from crossing into real people's land, like not crown land. Anyways, so we get up the mountain, we get a bunch of video of Elbow Falls and what have you, Powder Trail, and then we drive down the other side of the mountain, and we get to a place called Canmore. Now, Canmore is a little bit strange. It is ticky-tacky house central, if you can understand what I mean. All you can see is the same type of house, or condo, or store, or what have you, for miles and miles and miles in what looks like this big, huge crater. I could be wrong, but this is what I saw. So, we didn't stay there very long. We stopped for gas, picked up a few groceries, and returned back to that posh bungalow on the edge of Calgary. So that was quite an adventure. It was a really nice night, and you can check out my Facebook within a few days to see all the pictures from Calgary that I took, and maybe if you check out my website, I will post some video of Elbow Falls. Probably won't be very long because I only took a few clips. Oh, by the way, while I was in Elbow Falls, I had my camera bag with me and I was, you know, taking a bunch of pictures with my new video camera. And I had my Nokia with me and it was in my camera bag, but I didn't close my camera bag properly. And as I was shooting the falls, my Nokia kind of, how stupid is this? It fell out of my camera bag and it landed in a puddle. So, yeah, I was kind of pissed off for about an hour and a half until I finally got it working again. Lucky for me, my uncle's dashboard had a really high-powered heating vent in the top fan. So I just stuck it on top of there, and it dried out, and it seems to be working fine now. However, it does use up a lot more power for some reason, so... Anyways, there's a chip out of the top, and lucky for me, it still works. That would have been, like, disastrous for me, because I do a lot of podcasting and stuff from that Nokia, and I check my email all the time from it, so lucky for me, it's still working. But anyways, back to the show, or what's left of my show. Actually, that's probably it for today. You can contact me at GLBC Radio. That's GLBCRADIO at gmail.com. You can check out my website at www.gmail.co.cc. And... you can find me on Facebook if you search for my name, Adam Gordon Fox. Or you can look me up on Twitter. Just look for GLBC Radio. I'm on Pounce. I think that's GLBC Radio 2. I'm not sure. Don't put the 2 in. Just GLBC Radio. Anyways, that's all for today. This is Kank of Adam Fox signing out.